Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Yes, HireMe.com. Get there. If you're looking for work, trust me, there are still people out there looking for employees, and you can find them right there. Wanted to share something here with you just so we are on the same page. Dean Heller, when he was Secretary of State, helped purchase the Sequoia machines. That's the voting system. That was back in, I believe, 2006. In 2014 is when we got the Dominion program. You know, you have your machines and you have your program. So this is all supposed to be all cool and in line and all that good stuff. But I want to bring a story to you here in just a second. First off, though, want to remind you of today's poll question from a story I brought you earlier from Moonshine Ink. That's I-N-K, as in, you know, ink pen. Moonshineink.com, about lead leaking cables around Emerald Bay that are 28 and a half times? Would it be times? I can't remember. But the legal limit is 0.5 for lead in so many liters of water. Around these pipes, it is 29. 29 micrograms per liter. Yeah, that's contaminated. That is definitely contaminated. So, the culprits. Well, not necessarily the culprits, just the owners of the companies that were the culprits now. Should they be held responsible? Well, who are those companies? Very easy. AT&T, Sierra Pacific Power Company, and California Pacific Electric Company, which I guess now owns Sierra Pacific. Should they be responsible financially for all the removal of all those old communication and energy lines? There's six of them now in total that they found. Two of them are still active, four of them inactive. A leaking lead right into Lake Tahoe. Yeah, I wouldn't go fishing around that area, just so you know. Yesterday's poll question, will the not signing of the recall Governor Sisolak petition by elected representatives have an impact on your 2022 vote? 72% of those participating said yes. 991fmtalk.com. That's where you can find today's poll question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, and we appreciate them so much. So let me go back to this. As we now here in Nevada have certified the vote, Nevada Supreme Court, Secretary of State Barbara Sagafsky there in Las Vegas, four justices signed the canvas from Carson City. As they do that, I love bringing you this story that a green card holder, yes, a Japanese man who is a green card holder, exposed that although he is not a U.S. citizen, he got a mail-in ballot. He was puzzled as to why he was registered as a voter by local authorities. So when the justices were together and, you know, commending Barbara Sagavsky in our office for their extraordinary hard work in this difficult election. Justice Kadish asked how many voters took advantage of same-day registration. Same-day registration. 70,000. 70,000. What is the highest voter turnout we've had so far? I think it was like 72 or 73%. We had almost 85% turnout in some places. Amazing. Who brought on the same day voter registration? The Democrats. Who purchased the Dominion software for the voting machines here? Democrat Secretary of State, Ross Miller. Do you think that this could have been in the works for a while? This isn't the first election that has been manipulated. And you should be extremely upset. Not just Republicans. Democrats should be upset as well. Anybody who believes in a transparent, fair election should be upset. And that is why President Trump is not conceding. Just because the GSA has started working with the Biden transition team, that does not mean that President Trump is conceding. He's just letting the government go on as usual. He's still fighting this all the way to the Supreme Court. Because all of this is going to come out. All of the affidavits, all of the testimony, the eyewitness testimony. Let me ask you a question. If an official looked you and me straight in the face, and with all seriousness, with their badges and all of that good stuff, and said, "Are you being honest? Because if you sign this affidavit, you could be imprisoned for lying, thrown in jail." Your life could be completely ruined. You and I, as average people, what would we do? We would be messing our pants, probably, sweating bullets, if we were lying. Now, some of the politicians you see in Washington, D.C., they have no problem with lying to Congress, lying under oath. They're used to it. That's what keeps their jobs. They know they're going to be protected. You and I, though, we would totally be going to jail. No questions asked. Because there's different rules for us. We get the full brunt of the law thrown at us. So all of these thousands upon thousands of people who are signing these affidavits by under penalty of law, under just the worst circumstances that will be thrown at you, I believe them 100%. I believe what they saw. And I have faith that all of this is going to come out in our system. That's what Rudy Giuliani was holding up. All of those affidavits. That's what Sidney Powell was holding up. All those affidavits. So, this time, since so many of us have lost faith in the system, just have a little bit more faith this time around. Because President Trump is not your average politician. We are going to see all of this coming about. Sidney Powell is going to stay the course and will prove election fraud. We're going to see how many billions of dollars the U.S. has invested in companies with ties to the Chinese military. And best of yet, we're going to see all of the connections, all of the links between Dominion, Sequoia, Smartmatic, and the CCP. The Chinese Communist Party. They knew they were going to have to cheat. They knew they were going to have to fudge the numbers. They just didn't think that Trump could bring out the red wave like he did. So they had to cheat so badly. They had to shut down the counting process so they could figure out the numbers of how they had to cheat so badly to get past this red wave, to get past the landslide. That's why 93% of the country turned out to vote. Yeah. For sleepy, creepy Joe. You really believe that? Yeah. All right. We'll come back with some more of the ties and Gene hanging on the line. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
the Monica J. Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1, KKFT 92.3 FM Talk.
Your opinions and I got mine.
Let's share them on the Monica J. Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Let's hit the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Gene this morning. Gene wants to talk about the elections. Hey, Gene.
Hi, good morning, Monica. It's interesting we're discussing the integrity of this election and the shenanigans that Democrats are up to try to rig the game that they and only they will be in power forever and ever in perpetuity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is interesting.
That's one of the reasons why Trump said the world is watching, because these programs, you know, are not only coming from outside of this country. That's who handles our elections and the tallying of the votes, people outside of this country, which is ridiculous. But this is going to show how the votes have been manipulated in other countries, you know, to the will of these elites who want certain people in charge. And most of those countries that have been manipulated have something like oil. Has something of value. So it's bigger than just this country.
Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, and duly noted, you know, I just wanted to revisit the last legislative session where Democrats in the Assembly introduced a bill to eradicate the Electoral College.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing that transpired there in testimony, which I was present for in opposition to that bill in front of the state Senate when it was being considered, was the elitist billionaire/millionaire from California who induced the two Democrats in the Assembly to put that bill in, was present there. And he had induced, as part of the a group of eighth graders from a private eighth grade school are brought in to testify on eradicating the Electoral College, and it was their hope fervently, all eight of them, that this would lead to non-citizens permanently voting in elections. So this is no secret. I mean, it was put on display in the last official legislative session in 2020 or 2019.
Well, they had to have people that could talk on the Democrat level.
You know.
Sorry.
well, to talk on the Democrat level, yes, but I thought it was peculiar. And I asked the gentleman out in the hallway, you know, he was clearly an elitist millionaire, and I said, so one of the thrusts of the bill is to have non-citizens vote in our elections. And he really wouldn't respond, you know, one way or the other. I had him kind of put on the spot, but he was clearly not going to convey his thoughts one way or the other. But it just shows that it's not only a covert effort to manipulate elections, but it's very covert. It was right out there in front of us for all to see in that testimony a year and a half ago.
They're using the kids for everything. You know, look at the way that they're being manipulated for schools now. I'm assuming you're talking about Tom Steyer.
Yes, I am. But I don't think it was him in this instance who was a conduit for that bill. But as you talk about the indoctrination of our kids in school, you know, one of the more prevalent things that people aren't noticing is all of the public commercials on publicly funded commercials that feature now our children lecturing us on public safety or pharmaceutical meds and all of these things that are in official commercials now. And it appears as if, you know, that's pretty obvious that what is happening there in the indoctrination of kids into this message that they're going to lecture the generations in front of them on all sorts of issues in public address commercials that are funded by the various safety agencies. So that's duly noted, too.
Well,
pretty obvious.
It all started back when, you know, with the fire service, how it was the kids who were supposed to teach their parents about fire safety, who were supposed to teach their parents about the baking soda, you know, by the stove and all this. So they've processed all of this on how they can use the kids to manipulate the parents.
Mm-hmm.
It's been going on for decades.
Since when are our school children in K through 12 allowed to call the shots and say, we're protesting today, we're breaking off all operations of the school and going out in protest over various issues that they've attempted to do or have done, you know? And I'm just curious, you know, who is permitting that? I mean, it just seems outrageous to me that they can allow these kids to call the shots and say, we're shutting down class today and we're going out on the street en masse to protest one thing or the other. You know?
Well, why I've been urging people to look at the Sunrise Movement. The Sunrise Movement is all under the guise of helping the environment, you know, because kids want to go out and they want to play and they love Mother Earth. But they are teaching them guerrilla militant actions. They are teaching kids how to be, you know, the warriors. They're teaching them actually how to put themselves in danger for this, because knowing kids won't get hurt. You know, police aren't going to take the batons out for little children. And that's who's doing it, is the Sunrise Movement. They're in line with Antifa, teaching Antifa tactics and BLM.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure how to respond to that. I've never heard of the entity Sunrise, so that'd be something I'd have to look into.
Please look it up. I'm urging parents to look it up, because here you think your children are just going into this, you know, sweet thing to help recycling or, you know, pick up trash or something like that. And it's actually a militant movement group.
You know, I do concur with one point that you made, that we may be headed for a state of place where we have something might evolve that we're going to have to protect ourselves from in terms of where we're headed with all this, where you have one political party trying to manipulate a scenario where they and only they can be elected in perpetuity. And that's what we all saw unfold in the Senate, state Senate, 2 years ago on the eradication of Electoral College.
That's why we've had all this division in the country. Gene, thank you so much. I got another call I got to take, and I always appreciate your insight to everything. Samuel's on the line, wants to talk about children. Hi, Samuel. Just got a couple of minutes. What's up?
Okay, I'll make this as brief as I can. The point you just made about sunrise, you know, that I've been thinking about quite recently, actually, is, I'm not entirely a religious person myself, so I don't necessarily believe in the whole religion in school thing. But I do believe that school should be a place of education. That's its entire purpose, is to educate the youth. And whether left or right, you know, those opinions of a teacher should be solely that, the opinion of the teacher. And I've noticed over the recent years that, at least when it comes to the right side, those opinions and those beliefs are being removed, but the left sides are being pushed. And I find that incredibly immoral and demonizing, in a sense that these children are being, like you said, indoctrinated to these belief systems that they have no clue. They're too young to understand or care about. And, you know, they believe in rainbows and unicorns and helping everybody, and everybody's wonderful and awesome. And it's just not the case. And these left,
they're taking advantage of that.
They
look at their teachers as, they look at their teachers as, you know, just as lovingly sometimes as their parents. And even more so sometimes if the kids are coming from bad relationships at home.
Well, exactly. And you know, and these, some of these ideals and teachings are putting forth the notion that our government is an all-loving, all-taking-care-of type of entity. And if you look at the history of man, you know, regardless of how great a government is or can be, historically speaking, governments have never really been for the people. You know, that's just kind of, historically speaking, they've always found a way to
control.
Control their constituents. And, you know, these ideals are being pushed through, and these children are so easily manipulated that they're accepting it. And people fail to realize that the more control you give them, the more control they have over you. If you keep eating the government cheese, they can limit how much cheese you get.
That's why teachers are just glorified babysitters now, because look at the last legislative session. They wanted, you know, the State Department of Education to control all of the curriculums. They want to take the teachers completely out. They want to take the parents completely out. And they want just people to teach by this curriculum. Well, who sets up the curriculum?
Right.
If you have a Democrat state like we do, unfortunately, here, then all of the kids are screwed.
Right. And they're not getting the, you know, like it used to be way before my time. You know, these students aren't being taught, you know, the livelihood needs, you know, how to survive in the real world. They're being taught strictly what they're being told to be taught. And it's, you know, these basic bare line premises of what we call education. Yet I know many people say it as well, and I'm going to say it as well, but I don't remember the last time I had needed to use mitochondria's powerhouse of the cell or advanced algebra in my day-to-day life, but I could have loved to use how to do my taxes or balance my checkbook or
exactly.
not spend all of my money.
Financial
but they
responsibility.
Spend the money on the government, and that's it. Exactly.
Exactly.
Well, that's all I had to say.
Thank you, Samuel.
Welcome me back on the show, guys.
Thank you so much. You're always welcome on the show. Everybody is. Differing opinions, whatever you're thinking. 884-9910. We'll be back. Hopefully, I'm keeping my fingers crossed with a special guest. I just sent a quick question in, so hopefully, or we'll just be back with some good stuff. That's what we're here for. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And it happened again. Yes, just got a text back that Hogan Gidley is now on a flight and will circle back after the holiday. Ugh. People in Washington are so frustrating. So frustrating. 991FMTalk.com. Today's poll question, should AT&T, Sierra Pacific Power Company, and California Pacific Electric Company be financially responsible for all the removal of old communication and energy lines leaking lead into Lake Tahoe in massive amounts? Massive amounts. Yes or no? Already getting some answers. What about Keep Tahoe Blue? We have to get out our boat thoroughly checked before we put it in the lake. Yes, they should be responsible. Yes. Tax electric vehicle owners who waste so much energy on their unnecessary cars. Really, for the size of some of these areas, why would anybody even drive? Just walk. Just walk. Goodness. All right. Massive amounts of votes, though. 86% of those participating so far said yes. These guys need to suck it up. It's so disturbing how this can go on for so long. Those cables have been down there since 1929. Just unbelievable. So thank you to moonshineinc.com. That's moonshineinc.com if you want to find the whole article. And thank you for the people who tipped me off to it. That's an amazing story. People need to know about that. There are a lot of things that we can do personally to stop the mask necessities. Never shut down again. Peggy. Thank you, Peggy. Checking out another text here. Talk and text 884-9910. I don't even know what that means, so I'm not going to share that one. But I want to share something with you that I was confused. I thought he was 16. He's smarter than most adults I know. He's not. He's 14. So now he's even more smarter than most adults I know. I hope Miguel gives up his life at some point and goes into politics, because I would surely love this guy representing me. Hi, Monica. I'd like to talk about two things today, starting with Biden-Harris signs. When I see a Biden sign, I don't think of a strong political opinion. I think of a weak, gullible group of people who will be spoon-fed anything from a puppet, from any puppet, from the Democrat Party. You know, I think the same thing. I drive through my neighborhood and I look at these people that own homes. And I want to ring the doorbell and ask them, do you understand that with voting Biden-Harris, they are progressing the Great Reset? They are progressing the UN's agenda of one world government, the Great Reset. And ask them if they own their home. Say, did you actually put your life into this home, making the payments, making sure that you had your little place, your peace, your American dream? Because with the Great Reset, that dream is no more. One of the main fundamentals of this Great Reset that, you know, for so long was conspiracy, but now, oh gosh, now Prince Charles is talking about it. Justin Trudeau is talking about it. Joe Biden's talking about it. I guess now it's not conspiracy. But now, is it too late for you to do anything about? Because one of the biggest fundamentals of the Great Reset is you will not own anything. You won't own property. You won't own your home. you will live where they tell you to live. If you're a couple, you'll have a one-bedroom apartment. If you're a family, we're going to give you one of the homes. Doesn't matter if you have animals. Doesn't matter if you want your space. Doesn't matter. You will own nothing. You will not own your business. You can work in that field if you want, but you will not own it. I just wonder how many Democrats out there really understand this or have just been spoon-fed the lie and not really realized what they were swallowing. Getting back to Miguel's email this morning. The main thing is they have no sense of independence. In the Republican Party, you often hear stuff like, oh, I believe in this, but not that. But on the left side of the aisle, if you disagree with any of their propaganda, you are a racist, fascist, bigot. And we've seen the left eating their own. We've seen how, you know, now it's back. AOC isn't the climate change ambassador. It's John Kerry. We're not seeing the Squad or BLM get the representation that they fought for. Nope. Biden is going back to the same old swamp creatures. And it's going to be an even bigger fight inside that party. Another thing is about school closures. As most of you have probably heard, the school district is wanting learning to go full distance. This is not only dumbing down my entire generation, but it is also halting an entire year of brain development. All of this fear-mongering and lockdowns for a virus with a 99% survival rate is ridiculous. And all of this is because of the dictator that we call a governor, Miguel. 14. I would put him in charge of this state before I would ever put Sisolak or Sheevy in charge of us, which they're going whole hog that they are. No. You are not eating inside for Thanksgiving. Eat outside. Get pneumonia. I don't care. Wear masks. Pull it down in between bites. Put it back on. Governor Cuomo puts out the mandates, and then he gets caught that he's going to be having Thanksgiving with his 80-year-old mother. Yeah, people in New York didn't handle that very well. So now he's backtracking and saying, no, he's not going to see her. Really? You believe that? You believe Cuomo isn't going to be meeting with his brother and his family and getting everybody all together? Do you think Sisolak's going to do that? I thank everybody for the pictures. For the pictures and the videos that you send me. I have in my little possession right here a video that was done by somebody yesterday. Might have been the day before yesterday. I just got it yesterday. And I thank the team who did this, went into Renown with their little camera, with all the panic that they are sending out with their outdoor parking garage, emergency trauma center, or whatever they're calling it, COVID center. Yeah. A lot of empty beds. A lot of empty bits. And that's pretty much the way it is. If you talk to the nurses, if you talk to the doctors privately, this is the administration that is putting this out. Because they have to if they want to be paid. They want to get money? That's just the way it is. Monica, I have to let you know what happened to a friend of mine, a nurse in Washington State. This past June 2020, she ended up in intensive care for 9 days for fungal and bacteria pneumonia for wearing a mask during her shift. She knew she could get sick from breathing in her own toxins. So she secretly changed out her mask every hour. That's right, secretly. As they were told by the hospital administration, it was too expensive to use up so many masks. The administration of the hospital told them it was mandatory to wear masks all shift or they would be terminated. I spent 7 weeks with her as she recovered and returned to work. She was told by her physician to only wear a mask when doing procedures with patients. Standard. But to keep masks off the rest of the time. She was told if she continued to wear a mask her entire shift, she would end back up in intensive care. And she may not recover this time. So what she does, and other staff at the hospital, is she puts several masks in her pocket, changes them out as often as possible, goes outside to get fresh air, ducks into closets to remove the mask to breathe. Recently, the hospital went on KREM TV, I guess that's Channel 2 up there, about 2 weeks ago. And a nurse that works there in the ER stated on TV, they were overwhelmed with COVID patients. They were tired, stressed, etc. So my friend did some sneaking around and noticed on the pediatric floor, the orthopedic floor, and many empty beds. The ICU had only 4 COVID. The rest were surgical and accident patients. The way administration gets around claiming they're overloaded is by comparing staff numbers, which have been cut way back in January, to patient ratios. Very deceptive. Yeah. Administration doesn't care about people. They care about costs. And that's the only way they're pretty much getting money now, is to declare a patient COVID. By the way, thank you, Kathy. To declare a patient COVID, to declare a death COVID, to get people on ventilators, which is deadly for them. It's not about a virus. It's not about dividing the country. Well, that is. Because that's the end result. It's about an election. And who's going to have control? We'll be back to wrap up the show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Oh, it's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm just going to bring you a little bit. You know, sometimes you just have to find those little joys in life, like the fact that producer Craig just told me that there was pumpkin cheesecake at the station that I was missing out on in Carson, and And I tell you, that's the thing I am so happy with. With the shutdown of everything, is not every other word out of people's mouths is pumpkin spice latte and pumpkin spice this and pumpkin spice that. It's like, you know what? There are some good things that have come out of 2020. Okay. You know what the best thing is, though, coming out? The day after Thanksgiving, producer Dan and I will be with you. We will be here with bells on and chocolate. Yes, chocolate from the chocolate shop in Minden Gardnerville. And let me tell you, it is the best. I have it shipped actually to my house. That's how much I love it. So we are going to be giving away boxes, certificates for boxes of truffles to the chocolate shop. So I'm so excited. That's like a $25 value. And it's the best. So stick around. We're going to have lots to talk about tomorrow as well. And we'll be back with you on, well, is it really Black Friday anymore? I think they're trying to get rid of that. Now it's just Shopping Friday, day after Thanksgiving. Who knows? But oh well. Going into the stores, it's up to you. I'm only going in places where I don't have to wear a mask. Love you. Have a great day.